Okay, so we're talking with Braden Stannard, former Escanaba Eskimo, and played with the Maryland Black Bears. Tell us a little about the NAHL, first of all, Braden.
It's a lot different than high school, obviously, and even U16. But it's a good league. It's hard. There's a lot of older guys. I was one of the younger guys in the league, the youngest one on my team, so it was kind of a little different adjustment. But, like, I got good size and whatnot, so, like, I fit in pretty good, and it wasn't too bad for me.
Describe the style of play, how it's different from the Oakland Junior Grizzlies where you were the year before.
It's a lot more physical, a lot more stronger guys. So, like, when I played for Oakland, everyone was the same age, so it was kind of, evenly matched out with size and whatnot. I mean, there's some guys that were a lot more skilled than others. But this league is a lot of, obviously still skilled guys, but there's a lot of stronger, older guys that can hit more, so it's a lot harder to be a skilled guy. So, if you can score goals and put up a good amount of points, usually you're a pretty good player in that league.
Well, talk a little about the grind of playing junior hockey. High school hockey is a 25-game season. It starts in November. It goes to the end of February, so you will likely play maybe two games every 10 days. You play a 60-some game schedule in Maryland and before that in Oakland. So, do you feel you hit the wall at some point in the season?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, our trainers, we work out almost every day. We have practice every single day. Besides, the days after a game, we get a day off. But it's a grind. It's so much different than high school, U16. Like, it doesn't compare to much. Like, you came into it, been okay, yeah, it's another season, but it's such a grind. The guys, the coaches, and the workout guys, they know when we're hurting and when we need a break, so we will do, stretching and light skill practices. So, I mean, it all evens out, but after the end of the day, it's a hard schedule.
Talk a little about the academic side of it, Braden. Obviously, it's different than going to school every day like you did in Escanaba. But still, your coaches will drop kick your butt back to Michigan if you don't, you don't do well. So how do you do it?
I'm not a big school guy, but I get it done. Like, our coaches are really flexible. Like, if we need to miss a practice to do school, he's okay with it. Like, obviously, we all have to do online school that are still in high school. So, we'll get together sometimes and, do it or bring it to the rink. But I always just try to do an hour or so a day on it just to keep it even and whatnot. And it usually helps. Like, I've been doing good on it, just making sure as long as you keep, on pace, you'll be good. But when you fall behind, that's when it struggles and whatever. But, my coach was always flexible, and when I needed a day off of practice to do school, he was fine with it. So that was nice.
Well, I'll keep nagging you, too, to keep your grades up, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone does.
Talk a little about being far from home. You've kind of gotten used to it, right, having been in Detroit. And then, but Maryland is a whole different world. I mean, it's so much farther away and different culture and everything, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard on me. It's hard on my dad and my whole family. But the connection me and my dad has, it's unbreakable. So we're always helping each other, and just knowing the support that he gives me, it makes me so much more comfortable with being away. And having great billets the past 2 years, it makes it so much easier. Like, all the support does. Obviously, it's not easy being away. Like, I miss some stuff, but the love I have for hockey, it's easier being away just because, I love the sport. I'd do anything for it. So,
well, describe the day when you get there and you had no idea Cassidy was coming.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And Pat, my billet from last year, she told me she was coming to the game, and I walked into the hotel and I saw her, and all of a sudden someone comes and jumps me from behind, and I look and it was my sister, and that was such a cool feeling. It made me so happy, and it was definitely a fun weekend.
Well, tell me about your season in Maryland then. Obviously, it got cut short. We'll talk about that in a moment, but you had 46 games played. You had 35 points. That's a pretty good ratio, nearly three quarters of a point a game. Tell me how the season itself went for you before things got canceled.
Yeah, it was good. Like, my start, I was really good. I was getting a lot of ice time, and then whatever. Like any team, our team was kind of in a slouch. We couldn't figure out how to keep a steady win streak going or anything, so we were kind of just grinding. I wasn't picking up as many points. And then finally, we started getting on a nice win streak. I was picking up points. Like, every game was good. And we were going really good, and all of a sudden it just, like, we get a call, our season's done, and it was, like, no one knows what to think, and it was just, it's a shocker to all of us. It's definitely something that doesn't feel right.
Well, describe how it happened, because that's a story in of itself. You snapped me, and you were on the bus and heading off to a road trip, and you got told to turn around and go home.
Yeah, we were on a bus trip to Jamestown, New York. It's like 7 hours away from Maryland. And we were like 3 hours down the road or so. Our coach gets a call from the league. We have to pull over at like some gas station, Sheets or something. And we were like wondering what was going on. I asked our assistant coach, and he's like, yeah, he's just on the phone with the league or whatever. So we all went out. We were playing soccer. And our coach comes up to us and tells us that we got to turn around and go home. So we got back on the bus, drove 3 hours back home, unloaded all of the stuff from the bus. And then we were kind of just sitting around waiting on news, found out a couple days later that we all had to go home. And it was just, it was a weird ending. None of the guys really got to have closure with anyone. And, I mean, at like hanging around everyone, having that long of a season, everyone becomes brothers and family, so it's tough leaving. So it sucks that something like this has to end a season.
Yeah, so what was it like for you being so far away from your dad and, you know, and your family, your sister, your brother, with all of this going on?
Yeah, it was emotionally tough on me. Like, obviously my dad wanted me home. I wanted to be home. But at the same time, like, I love my billets that I lived with. Like, they're awesome. Like, they brought me in, like, another part of their family. And it was weird just having to pack up and leave them, like, a couple days later. Like, it was just something, like, I wasn't ready for. But obviously, like, I love being with my dad. Like, he's my best friend. Like, I love seeing my siblings. So, like, it was hard leaving, but it's also the same time, like, I know I'm coming home to something good. So, either way, it was hard, but it was good.
Are you still a Youper?
Oh, always will be. Always will be.
Okay, give your shout-outs, because I know there's a lot of people that are going to hear this interview that you care a lot about, not just here in the UP either.
Yeah, I just want to shout out my dad, all my family, my billets from back home. My coaches and all my friends and teammates that I played with and met along the way in Maryland.
And coming next, perhaps Nebraska-Omaha, but still one more year before that happens, right?
Yeah. One more year of juniors, hopefully, and then go there.
All right. Well, thanks for doing this, Braden, and it's good to have you home, even though I know you'd still like to be out there tearing it up on the ice.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right, Braden Stannard, everybody, and we'll be back with more.